Let's learn. So Elu Nishmas Malka Bas Meir, anonymous parnas for the month in the Shamshav and Aliyah, and also to thank Avi Dubin and Eli Sklar and all the other parnasim. I'm sorry, I forgot to bring the tzatlach with me. And to thank, of course, Meridian, Jeff Weinberg, and the Chevra. So let's learn. We're on Perek Yud Dalad. In this edition, whatever edition you have, it's called Tfila Ubechiyah Lifnei Hashem. So page Kuf Ayin in this edition, Perek Yud Dalad. We were learning about the last parak was how we can try on our level to interpret, to hear, and to interpret Hashem's response to our Hizbodhis. How to try to pick up on what Hashem is telling us, which is in davening b'chlal, and Hizbodhis b'frat. This is about that as well. This parak is about that as well. But it's focused specifically on the Indian of Bechia, of shedding tears, of crying, by davening, by his brothers. And there are natural tears and there are unnatural tears, and Rabbi Nachman spoke about this. It's an important part of his brothers as well, because oftentimes, even though you don't expect it to cause any type of an outburst, but it often does. And it's important to be able to know what place this has in davening b'chlal and in his bodhis b'frat. So, Kosef Rabbeinu B'lukut Maran Tinyana Teret Tzadikei V'zel Lashan. So these are the words in Lukut Maran from Binachman. Linin his bodhis v'sicha ben levin kon v'amirs tehillim b'tchinas b'koshes. As far as his bodhis is concerned, saying tehillim, Tchinas Bakashas, asking Hashem for things. Tov ma'od kishazoichin la'imran b'leiv sholem be'emes. It's very good if a person will be able to say these things with great sincerity and with a whole heart. Ad sheyizkeh lifkos, to the point that he'll be zoichet to cry. Lifnei Hashem is baruch keben ha'boichel lifnei oviv, like a child crying to a parent, a father, a mother. Aval omar, however, so even though Bechia, crying, Rabbi Nachman says, is a very, very beautiful sign of the sincerity of the Hizbodhis or of the Tchinas Bakashas. But Rabbi Nachman says, Shekshadam oimet Tchinas Bakashas v'choshev b'libo mitzapa sheyivke. If, however, he's davening and he's hoping to cry, or he's planning to cry, or he wants to cry, because it says that it's a good thing to cry, so he wants to cry. So you know, like they used to have in the old Machzorim, Kan, you know, by Nisan and Taikiv, would say Kan Boichim, you know, here one is, the instructions were here, you cry. So when you have instructions to cry, that's not what Rabbi Nachman said. I'm not talking about following the instructions to cry. But the chiddush of what he's going to tell us, which we understand that makes sense, but what Rabbi Nachman is going to tell us is that you should know that there's such a thing that you shouldn't think that you're not crying just because you're not crying in the way that you're used to crying. The different madrigas of crying. However, the ikar is sincerity. And therefore, Rabbi Nachman says, if a person is choshe b'libo mitzapa sheyivke, the person is hoping that this is going to bring him to tears, because then it means that I'm really, really in a good place with my davening. Zos hamachshav eina tova. Rabbi Nachman says that's not a good machshav. Don't think about that. You shouldn't be thinking about crying. Zos hamachshav eina tova. V'hime balbelas gamkin is daito, causes also confusion. Kimachmezeh eni yochel lomar abakoshes b'leiv shol mishleimus. You want to be sincere. You want to be able to pour your heart out. But Rabbi Nachman is saying that if you have this thought in your head about crying, then it's just the opposite. Then it interferes with your sincerity. It interferes with, you know, like a guy's going out, he's taking a girl out on a date, you know, and he takes out his phone or something. He says, "Your eyes shine like the stars that come out at night." You know, it doesn't go.
No, she's using her phone too.
She's using her phone too. No, usually the girls don't have to do that. Or he says something beautiful, and it happens that she's a little bit learned, and she says, "That sounds like Emerson to me." You know, he had like he was on the wrong page or something on his phone. So it's not the ikkar. The ikkar is sincerity. And having a machshava, having a thought of crying, interferes with that. The main thing is that when you're davening, his brother is davening, that you shouldn't have any other machshavas. Any other machshavas, not what do I want to accomplish with this davening, how I want to be able to come to a point of crying. You shouldn't have any other machshavas, Rabbi Nachman says, at all. And therefore, just one kavana to the words that you're saying. Be in those words. No other machshavas. Just be completely, like it says, like the famous teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, by Noach, it says, Baal Ateva, right? Hashem told Noach to come into the boat. And you all know the Baal Shem Tov taught that the word Teva means also what? A word. Like Rosh Teva. So Teva means a word. And Rahman says, well, Hashem is telling him it. And each and every one of us, come into the word. Enter into the word. Baal HaTeva. Enter. Baal HaTeva means enter into the word. Put yourself completely into those words. Not, is this going to help me? Is Hashem going to answer me? Am I going to get emotional about this? Does anybody notice that I'm doing this? And maybe they'll think better of me or worse of me. No machshava schutz. Kashi yidabu ish l're'eu. Like you're speaking to your best friend, your spouse. Was me mele bekal yisera libat shiyovel b'chiyag dolm b'emes. Rabbi Nachman says, that me mele. If you're going to be completely, if you're going to enter into the words, me mele, oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes, it will bring you to a natural feeling of disservice and crying. But not to look for that. Not to think about it at all. Avuk shechayshev metzapal zeshiyivke. Rabbi Nachman said about himself, I'm sure you remember, Rabbi Nachman said about himself that he's a descendant of David Melech, and all the descendants of David Melech, they cry very easily. Rabbi Nachman used to cry a lot. He says that the David Melech's family, that they cry a lot. There are people that naturally are more inclined to that than others, but that's not what you're looking for. Rabbi Nachman says, "Avuk shechayshev metzapal zeshiyivke, azayzev zayin ha'ol biyado." Then what happens is, you don't end up really crying, and you don't end up really davening. Ki amira ba'atzman is baal b'lai de zekana, because then your words, your davening becomes mixed up. Ki zesh chayshu metzapa sheyivke, because the one who is sitting and hoping that he's going to cry, who gam kem chinis machshavazar, that's also called a machshavazar, a foreign thought, an alien thought. All right, it's not a bad thought. But it's not davening. Shemil Babel is a kavana, and it just causes confusion. That's why the word tzaddikim, especially as the years went by from the time of Darizal more towards our times, there was a tzaddikim that said that this, and we're learning a little bit about this in the Erev Shabbos Chabura, the Yom Dekacha, that despite the importance of concentrating on Hashem's names when you're davening, and all the yichudim that you could make with using Hashem's names, but for most people nowadays that could cause a tremendous confusion by davening. To start using Shemes of Hashem and be in that place. If a person wants to go and to spend time just thinking about that and saying a few words of davening, but if you're davening in shul, if you're davening Shachas Menchemar, and you start to focus on Yichudim, most people not on Shemus and Isis and so on, from, I don't know, most, there's no study that was made, but many people will not be able to enter into the words that they're saying. They won't be in the words that they're saying. So, It's hard to manage. We're living in a time where people can't watch a clip for more than a minute or two, and they're lost. And I'm talking about just watching, like, you know, watching in some friend of yours, play bingo. I don't know what they do, whatever they're watching on these things. So people can't hold cup for more than a minute or two. So how are you supposed to hold with the siddur, with the oisius of the davening, and with the oisius of Hashem's name? It's very, very hard. So ad kedekach, the tzaddikim were worried about being in the words, being in the words. And not just in the siddur, with your own words, this about this. So it's a machshavazar. Sheni yochel l'shmo hetev mashu medaber aydeza. He's not able to hear what he's saying because he has this interference. And by the way, I've mentioned this different times over the years. Stam when it comes to davening, again, not when people see you, but if you're by yourself, if you're doing his bardus, or if you're a guy that has a talus over your head, so one of the best things you could do to help is, or if you're a girl and you wear something like a hat or whatever, you put some headband or something on your ears, if you put earplugs, it's gavaldic. Earplugs changed my davening, helped my davening. I started with this around 25 years ago. Earplugs are unbelievable. Because it's like you hear the words. You it's unbelievable. And when I'm by myself, I don't just wear earplugs. I have earplugs and then have these sound deafening things, whatever, that one of the guys gave me. That like construction workers, I use these things. And I put on with earplugs and I put these things on. And then when you sing a niggun or if you daven, it's a different world. I'm sure different world, but that's not with other people around or anything like that. People seeing you do that, then they just have you locked up or something, or send you a number of a therapist. But it has a tremendous koyach, the being able to be in the words and you hear the words. You also start to pick up on mistakes that you're making in your davening, and that's one of the greatest signs of how effective this is, because you're davening for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And you're saying words, and then for the first time, you're saying, well, I think I mispronounced that. Or I never even finished the words. I didn't finish half the words I'm saying. And I'm not finishing the words. I'm not finishing the words. I'm leaving words out. Which, unless you sit with a tape recorder and you listen to yourself, you're not going to know. Or somebody comes over to you, somebody in Sukkah comes over to you and says that, you know, You missed, you know, you didn't say Hashem's name. Very often it's Hashem's name, especially at the beginning of Shemone Esrei. Very often, the name of Hashem is gone. And when you have earplugs in, headphones, earplugs, you hear and you begin to pick up on your davening, on what you've been saying your whole life. And it's fantastic in terms of kavana, of helping, a tool to help a person with kavana. This is why, because if the person is preoccupied with this thought of I know that the highest madrega of davening is to, if his bardus is crying, so then he has this machshava, and it's not davening. Because the main thing is, when it comes to his bardus and tilim and so on, is the dabar hadibur be'emes Rabbi Nachman says to say words that are sincere, or to say the words over and over, whatever it is, but to speak lefnei Hashem is bar. Without having any other machshavas at all. And if you'll be zoiche, that it brings you to tears, matov, that's good. Vim lav, and if not lav, that's also good, that's okay. Vim lav, if not. Lo yibal b'lam rasa b'shvil zekanel, but don't get mixed up because of this in you. It's a chashav thing, but it has to happen. It's not something you could force. It's not something you could force. I remember the first time that I went to the Kosel, to the wall, was in 1967. We were zeichet to be on the first plane to come to Eretz Yisrael after the Six-Day War. And we were in Eretz Yisrael. And at that time, the Kosel didn't look like it. I mean, the basic Kosel was the same. Well, no, really, there's more now because but the whole area was, there was only a narrow area like this at that time. And there were thousands of people trying to get in. It was a whole unbelievable moment, what was going on over there. And I was, at the time I was a kid, I mean, I was just by mitzvah. No, I wasn't yet by mitzvah. I was only 10. And And I remember going to the wall, and I had to wait because there were a lot of people. I went up to the wall, and there were people like howling and wailing, crying, you know. So I went over to the wall, and I wanted to cry. I remember I said to Hashem, I don't know why I'm not crying. Help me cry. I'm supposed to cry. Looks like everybody here, you know, and they call it the wailing wall. I'm not wailing. I don't know. So I remember feeling like I failed. I'm the only person that came here. I didn't cry. Because I was thinking the whole time, like as I was going there, I was thinking the whole time, I have to cry when I get there. And then that was the last thing I should have been thinking about because then I didn't cry. I've cried other times since then, but only if I don't plan on crying. And if I don't want to cry, you just dive. At that time, they didn't have what they have now, the whole official thing, but the men and women not together.
No.
Yeah, they made a thing. The whole area was bombed out. They were just cleaning it out then. They didn't have the floor at that time like they have now. It was I'm not even talking about inside, there was nothing. It was just bombed out. It was bombed out. And there were thousands and thousands of Jews, religious and not religious, walking and going. It was something. Yeah. It was right after my father kept this little paper that El Al gave him. Yeah, he had this little certificate. We found it with his papers that he kept, that we were on the first plane. I still don't know how we got onto that, but he said, we're going. And then we were there. We were by Kever Rachel was just Kever Rachel. It wasn't the whole, it's just Kever Rachel. There and back and in those days when we went, the Arabs were sitting, they were shaking and trembling. The Arabs were saying, the Arabs were walking and bowing down to the Jews. You've seen what was going on. I remember like yesterday, they were so afraid. They were so afraid at that time. We messed it up since then. Yeah, okay. Back to 2022. Yisod Godel Shonel Rabbeinu. So the Mechaber explains that there's a very big Yisod. Iker Mohus HaTfila, Ladabra LaShem Kedabra Yishal Re'eyu. The main thing of davening is to speak to Hakadosh Baruch Hu the way you're speaking to your best friend. L'rakez L'kavin is Kol HaLev HaMachshava. To be completely, completely focused with your heart, with your mind. Ach V'rak L'diburim Shemaitzim Yipiv. Only the words that you're saying. M'hegin Liba and the feelings that you're having. Nochach Pnei HaShem. B'sha'a says Bogdus, Amir Estelim, B'sha'a Bo'ani Shofech HaSlibi. When I'm coming to pour my heart out, Ainli Balami Dover Zulas Hadibul Hashem. There should be nothing else in the world except speaking to Hashem. And that's how we should speak to each other. But that's becoming very, very, very hard these days. Just when you speak to another person, you're standing together with. And to be able to be completely focused on what you're saying and who you're talking to. It says in the pasuk, "Eshbach lefan of sichi, tzerosi lefan of agid." I'm pouring my words out before you. I'm telling you my tzaras. I will tzarach lahavin. Madu amachshava etzipi livkos. But we need to understand a little bit more. I mean, it's really not so complicated. But he says we need to understand a little bit more. Madu amachshava etzipi livkos. He kolkach lo ruuya. Why is it that having this hope or this thought of crying is so inappropriate to the point where Rabbi Nachman says it's a bechina of a machshava zara. That's a very strong lashon machshava zara. That's what we usually talk about, inappropriate thoughts, bad thoughts. Why is this a machshava zara? So I think that means the point is that it's zara. It doesn't mean that it's a negative thought. It doesn't mean it's a disgusting thought. It means that it's an external thought. Zar means it's a strange or external. It doesn't belong. So it doesn't mean it's anything terrible. But he goes on to explain that Harei Hadmos, Bekoichan Agor L'Sharbis Kol HaManolim HaOitim Meshari HaTfilu. We know that tears are the most powerful, powerful thing to break all of the walls, to break down all of the barriers between heaven and earth. There's nothing that's more powerful than tears. Chazal say, that even if the gates of tefillah, since the churban beis hamikdash, even though the gates of davening us, whatever that means, are closed, but shari dima leinanalu, the gate of tears are not closed. Hashem always is makabel when a person cries. As it says in the Zohar Kodesh, k'sheyisrael, the Zohar is translated into Hebrew. K'sheyisrael mischatan l'fnei Hashem, when we come to pour our hearts out to Hashem, mischan l'fanav v'chayzim b'tshuva, and we beg Him and we do tshuva, barchel l'fanav, and we cry to Him k'ben habarchel l'fnei aviv, like a son crying before his father. And the Zohar that awakens mashakosuv, was written when Moshe Rabbeinu was crying when he was a little baby. And he was floating away in the water on the Nile. Hine nar boicha. Hine nar boicha. Behold, a child is crying. So kshanar klema ksha'oisa Yehudi boicha. When any Jewish child, meaning any one of us, even if you're 120 years old, it's called a child of Hashem. Klema ksha'oisa Yehudi boicha. When that Jew is crying, take a sarmen a kol agzeres haroshabal. All of a sudden, all the gzeiros rose, all the Zohar says, all the decrees against you are removed. Hashem, like the daughter of Paro, Hashem just brings you in, takes care of you. The same way, in Basia, who was representing the Shechina, when the daughter of Paro, / Shechina, hinei nar bocha, there's a Jew that's crying, so then there's Achmonis. And Vatachmo. Like it says by the daughter of Paro, she had Rachmanis. So that means the Shechina. The Zohar is saying that when the Shechina Kadosh, when Hashem sees a Jew is crying, it's tremendous Rachmanis Hashem has when a Jew cries. Vozu Nikra Yelet Shashun. The Zohar says he's called Hashem's delightful child. Hashem delights with that child. Hashem loves that child. Shal Hashem is Baruch. That's what it says in the Zohar. So Im Kain, Madu Abchia, Ene Chelik Mishvichas Alev LaHashem. Why isn't crying? Why isn't the effort to cry part of the effort to daven? The effort to cry. Tears are very, very important. Then why not make an effort? Why not try to bring oneself to that? Many times a person's heart is overflowing. And I feel that I have to pour my heart out. Livkos. That's when tears come. Either from something which is very, very happy and wonderful, or chas v'shalom, something that's breaking your heart or sad. But you can't contain this anymore. The emotion in the heart is too strong. So the tears begin to flow. Because the tears are filling the heart and they're filling the eyes. And the person can't hold it in anymore. Like by Yosef Tzadik and his brothers, his father, and so on. He couldn't hold back anymore the tears. Madua calls the national b'chidas machshava zara. So why would this be called a machshava zara, that a person has this feeling of emotion? Why would it be called a machshava zara? Him bemes also lirtzos livkos. Is it usher? Is it wrong for us to want to come to such a place and to think about it and to be able to have that as part of our tefillah? Page Kufay and Beis in this edition. So gam levar mahi oisa b'chiyah gadola b'emes. We need to understand more about this. Where Rabbi Nachman is talking about this great crying, this b'emes, this honest, sincere crying. Shibo mimeila b'kal. That Rabbi Nachman says that it'll happen, it'll come on its own easily. Rabbi Nachman is saying that if you remain very, very focused on the words and you're hearing the words and not anything else, you're not thinking about crying, you're not thinking about getting anything, you're just thinking about the words. Rabbi Nachman says that mimeila bekal, that naturally and easily the tears will come. And those are good tears, but they'll be natural and easy.
Is there such a thing as unnatural happy tears?
Yes, but they're unnatural. What do you mean?
I know. No, I know natural, but
yeah.
Could you have an overflow and it be unnatural?
If something is overflowing, listen, it could be that in your imagination, you're talking yourself into something that's not real and you're imagining something. And that would bring you to tears. Your imagination can bring you to tears, but there's an authenticity or an honesty in that as well. Otherwise, it's the person cries when the heart can't contain the emotions anymore. Whatever those emotions are, then it leads to tears. So if you're not feeling that, you could imagine that you're feeling that, and it could lead to tears. But if you're not really feeling anything, I guess if you work if you're on the television or a movie set, I don't know what they do. They get themselves to cry. It's not real. Not happy, not sad. So b'chia be'emes. B'chia gedola be'emes. Sheba mimele b'kal, k'shemespalu m'cheshem ach v'rak al etzem adib el Hashem Yisbarach. B'chdei levar zos yesh lahakdim. So in order to explain this, yesh lahakdim. B'chia eini yechol le'he'osas be'echrich. This is what we're talking about, that crying, you can't force yourself to cry again. Right? There are gimmicks that one can use, but you can't force yourself. You could try to think of something sad. But to decide that I'm going to cry, to make a cold, intellectual, rational decision to cry, or to prepare for it, to get ready. I mean, again, a person could try to think of thoughts, you know, to think about some horrible memory that you have, chas v'shalom, whatever. But this is all not really b'chir. B'chir gazu, gamim hi tagia, hi lo tia b'chir be'emes. That's not the crying that Rabbi Nachman is talking about. He's talking about b'chir be'emes. B'chir hi po'el yotze shel hagashas halev. True crying is the outpouring of the heart, as we just said. It's a po'el yotze shel hagashas halev, is when the emotions are very, very strong. When there's nakuda pnimis that is triggered, and one doesn't have anywhere to hold that nakuda pnimis, it's not, you can't contain it. So then there are tears. Which is the muscle that the Svarim are giving, and Rabbi Nachman gives, of a child that is coming before his father, parent. The kirv levavos amiti, when there's a deep connection, chad ketiru, when there's a unity, chad ketiru means there's one being. Gam kishiyoshim lefamim mechaver amiti. Sometimes you could be sitting with a very dear friend, and medabim ito kedabri yishal reyo, and you're having a sincere conversation. Ain zedoyim lahagishosu shal ben mischatol fneo, but that's not the same thing as a child who is coming to cry before his father. He needs something, or he feels that he did something to hurt his father, whatever it might be. It's not the same thing. Because the reason is because there's a tremendous deep neshama, the connection between the father and the son. Because the child is a part of the father. They're one metzias, the father and the son. He's from him. It's a certain level of his kashus that can't be explained rationally, what this his kashus is. Vadain his kashus had ben laviv ain't a daima klal o klal his kashus to chibur beinenu lavinish of shemaim, and even this can't be compared to the connection that a tzaddik feels with a kadosh baruch hu. That a great person was because the neshama is a chelik of l'kamim al-mamash. A chelik of l'kamim al-mamash, the neshama of a Jew. And Hashem is echad, is one. Kutshibuch yisrael v'ray zechad. And sahava sheyesh ben yisrael l'avim shebashamayim. This love, this natural love between a Jew and Hashem. Eineni yicholm l'hasek klal, kol zman shonim tzayim b'lam hazad. The ultimate ahava. Of course, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa v'ahavta l'Hashem l'kach, to love Hashem, to try to bring ourselves to love Hashem in different ways that the Svarim talk about, how we could feel more of a connection to Hashem and to love Hashem. It's a very, very big sugya. It's a very important sugya. It's a mitzvah from the Torah. But the ultimate ahava will only be felt in the future. In the guf, before Mashiach comes, in this world, hazu nasig rak la'asad love. This most powerful love, this shir hashirim dika love, is something that we'll feel only in the future. You know, tzaddikim in this world who are living a life of mein olam haba. The way the Gemara describes Rabbi Akiva in his Bechias, when he was saying Shir Hashirim Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva. There are great people who they're in this world, but it's Olam Chatira B'Chayecha. They're already more than one foot in the next world. K'sha'onu Banam Atam Lashem Elokeicha. What we could do here, he's explaining, is we focus on this reality that we're Hashem's children. Because I'm not Hashem's friend, even though that's one of the ways he refers to us. And what I am is I'm Hashem's child. Banim Atam Lashem Elokeicha. Borim L'spal Elav. And we're coming to daven to him. Lishpoich L'fana V'salev. To pour out before him the heart. Bizman Hazeh. Ikari Karmu Adibu L'fana. In our days now, because of the Madrega that we're on right now, so caught up in physical things, the most important thing right now is the actual words that we're saying. Adibu L'fana. Shvicha Salev L'fana. To try as much as we can to enter into the words, into the letters, and to say the words with as much sincerity as we can. The CSA 9, Ba'alev Elov, to turn our eyes, our hearts to Hashem. Einei Tomid al Hashem. Ke'einei HaBen HaNesuvas Tluyas La'aviv, like the child whose eyes are turned to his father. Obviously, with Hashem, it's not physical eyes, but we turn to Hashem to depend on him for everything, and we're completely in his hands. And there's nothing else, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hagosha amitis shakol kuli toli v'nismach rak al Hashem. That honest feeling that I am completely, 1,000,000%, completely dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avisha v'shamayim, my father in Shemayim. That's how we have to daven. Odom ha'choshev b'zman zeh ha'ritzani lefkos. So in our lower state, where we are right now, which Rabbi Nachman already said back then, to think about how I want to cry, any yochel esrakes, it'll destroy our ability to concentrate on the words. And mimela, the result of that is that our words will not be the sincere words that they should, because I have other thoughts. I have to remain focused completely 1,000% on these words that I'm saying. Because this, otherwise the heart is going to go off in all different directions. Therefore, Rabbi Nachman said, the davening will not be a good davening, and the crying will not be real crying. So you're not going to gain anything by this. Zeh, meaning, hatfil enem kavana shleima. The davening is not with complete kavana. Ki bab b'badim diburav, pineh b'li b'ala b'chir. Because while he's speaking, pineh b'li b'ala b'chir. He's thinking about crying. Vizeh. And as far as the crying is concerned, vizeh ha'b'chir. Enem ala b'yada. The crying is also not real crying. It's also not real. Because he's trying to talk at the same time, and those words are interfering with his crying, because there's no yichud here, and there's no, it's not something which is natural. So there are two people. There's the speaking person and the crying person. So that divided person means the speaking is not complete, and that means the crying is not complete. He doesn't write here about how does this work with a niggun. When it comes to hearing a niggun. So there, what about what would Rabbi Nachman say about putting on a niggun or listening or playing a niggun, if you know how to play a niggun, or humming or singing a niggun without words? I'm not talking about, without words. And there are no words, with a kavana livkos, with the intention that the niggun should bring you to words. Not the words, the tears. With the kavana that the niggun should bring you to that place. That's already something else. It's a little bit different. But we see, the Sfaram do talk about this also as not being ideal. The ideal is to, even when it comes to the niggun, to be completely in the sound of the niggun. And mimela, the tears will come. If they're going to come, they'll come. But even when it comes to a niggun, not to think about I want to cry. This help, you know, this should bring me to crying. Just listen to the niggun and try to be in that niggun as much as possible, in the ups, the downs, the tools, the sounds of the niggun. And if it's a niggun that was composed by a tzaddik, then to try to think of that tzaddik, to be in that machshava. So Rabbi Nachman is saying is that if you just stay completely in the words and focus on the words, it's relatively easy. Of course, it's depending upon what the words are. What is it you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about? It might not be any subject that would lead to tears. But if you're talking about some tzara, God forbid, that you're going through some difficulty, some tzara, and it will naturally lead to tears. Something very happy, it will naturally lead to tears. Livkos of Hashem Tzarech Lizkos Shalev Yisera Kirak Oz Boichem Be'emes. It's only when the heart is overflowing, when there's his service of the heart. Kirak Oz Boichem Be'emes. Like they used to say a joke about a certain Maggid that. He would say very good hespedim. When someone died, he was a big maspid. He was very good at saying hespedim. And he didn't know most of it. He didn't know who he was saying hespedim. He knew how to say good hespedim. Sometimes he was howling with crying. Sometimes he cried a little bit. Sometimes he didn't cry at all. So somebody asked him, like, why is it? Like sometimes you're crying like that, and sometimes it's just not, you know, a little bit, and sometimes not at all. So he said, it depends how much they pay me. If I get top dollar, then I got to work hard. You know, I work. I got to give them a good. I got to put on a good show. So that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That kind of crying. Here you should cry by Nisan HaTaygish. K'sha'odim yoshel v'nei Hashem hu maschil erachem al ha'atzmo. If you're really sincerely putting yourself together with Hashem for His bodhis. You begin to see what Rachmanis you are. You begin to have Rachmanis, what became of me, and who I am, and so on. So now going back to what we began with, and the last parak. These machshavas is another way of knowing that Hashem is speaking to you. That Hashem is speaking to you. He's talking to you. It's another way that Hashem answers us. When you maschil l'rachem al atzma, b'chdei sheyizke lishpach esli b'nochach b'nei Hashem. In other words, that feeling that you have that of what a rachmanis you are, and how far you are from Hashem, and how pathetic your life has been, and so on. Those are machshavas. Again, you have to want to be honest, but those are machshavas that oftentimes, when a person sincerely goes to the Bodhus, then Hashem awakens within you those machshavas of Rachmanis. To help you to think more and more, and that will bring you to a place of crying. When a person is speaking, the whole point of speech is to be able to reveal those things that are hidden in my heart. Ne'alam nista bim keli, things that are hidden deep in the heart. K'mesha kosev, as it says in Pasuk, nafshi yotze b'dabro. That my soul came out with words. Ha'nefesh yotze is my helim mezgala. The meaning of speaking is that those feelings that a person has that are hidden, through speaking, he can express those and bring them out. B'dabro b'diburim. With words. Ukshahalev mezgala, and when the heart is drawn out through those words, and again, the main thing is to focus, concentrate on the words. And even if, like we learned earlier, repeating the words and saying over and over, or with a niggin. Ukshahalev mezgala, and when the heart is revealed, kshahargoshes shabayotsi mehelem alagili, as yovel b'chid dolmest, then you will cry. It'll bring you to, and if not, in love, but it will oftentimes bring you to crying, that his galus that comes through dibur, through saying the words and speaking the words, but you don't think about crying, Just try to speak as sincerely as possible and be in those words as much as you can. When a son comes to the father to pour his heart out, to tell him something that happened, the main thing is that the son feels that there's somebody here that is listening to me, who cares about me. He's my father. Doesn't come to the cheshbon, I want to try to cry. He just knows that this person loves him, this person is listening to everything he's saying, and this person cares about him more than anything in the world. And when you talk to that person sincerely, mimela will often bring you to tears. That's when you have that kesher, when you believe in that, that Hashem Baruch is listening to me, he loves me, he cares about me, he wants me to speak to him openly and honestly. And there's no cheshbon of crying. All he cares about is making himself known to the father, making his thoughts, his feelings known to the father. Sometimes he can't do that at all, and he just starts crying, and it's fine. Niftach libo v'yotzim kol hargashos hatmurim. The heart opens, all the feelings come out, and all that are hidden. Then he cries like a child that's going to cry to the parent. If you come to David, you come to his brothers, and your thought is, the way that you think is that only Hashem could understand this. Only Hashem knows what's best for me. Only Hashem could really, really help me. More than I understand myself, and more than I could help myself, Chavos Levavos says, only Hashem can. And that Hashem loves you more than you could possibly love yourself, as the Sfarim say, being from the Chavos Chaim, but the Sfarim say, Hashem is listening to every single word. You believe that? Berachmim, with great love and with great compassion. You also know that Hashem reads your heart. He knows exactly what you're thinking and feeling. Not only what you're saying, he also knows what you're feeling. Because Hashem knows everything that's hidden in our heart. Hashem knows everything, even those things that we don't know ourselves, the things that are hidden in our hearts. Talumas halev. That's what's concealed in the heart. Lorak es masha nista me'achrav. Not only the things that you haven't told other people, but even things you haven't told yourself about yourself. Even things that you're afraid to think about yourself. Hashem knows all of that. And you go into your His brothers knowing, Hashem, you know, you know the Taluma Saleh, you know what's inside of me. Help me to know myself what's inside of me. And therefore Hashem, since only Hashem knows really, really, really what's inside of you, He's the only one that could really help you. And Elov Chukoscha, Oisata Dorish Mavakesh, and your longing is for him, and you're seeking him. Elocha al Mila Shain, there's nobody else that you could trust and rely upon. Elo Alavichas of Shemayim. Kataskil Adabimo, when you begin to speak to him, Azai Halev Anelam, and what happens is by concentrating on your words, that hidden heart, the Talumas Halev, that part of your heart that was hidden from you, that was hidden from you, ha'otum, that was closed, yeitze me hasterasa, that comes out from its hiding place. As tizke livkos lefanav be'emes, and then you'll be zeich to cry be'emes, and those tears will then be emestiket tears, then you'll be able to cry be'emes, ki ben ha'baychof ne'oviv, like a child who's crying to his father. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ez Hashem, to be continued.